As it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the Spirit of man which is in him? Even so know the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Right in verse number 9, 2 Corinthians 2:9, what three elements are mentioned here? What three different gifts, Pastor Dan?
Eyes.
Ears. And the heart. Those three things. He's saying that what have the eye not seen? What has the ear not heard? What has not entered the heart of man? In verse 9. What is absent? What hasn't been entered? What has not been entered into these three elements? In verse 9. Pastor Dan?
The things that God has prepared for them that love him.
Things that God has prepared. And we see that he's, in verse number 10, what is true? What did God do to make that so we can have eyes and ears and heart? What did God do in verse 10? Bill?
He wrote the Bible.
Okay. And the verse says, revealed. It's God's revelation. Revealed them unto us. And what means and method did God use to give us a revelation? Yes, Tammy.
The written word of God.
The written word of God. And how did that take place? What is the means of revelation? Yes, Tammy.
The Lord just gave them to the Holy Spirit. And then the Holy Spirit gave them to the men
who wrote
them.
All right. That's right. It's, the source is the Lord Jesus Christ, as it says in the Gospel of John. And then John 16, yes, he will receive of mine, the Holy Spirit will show it unto you, for he will not speak of himself or from himself as the source. Whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He will glorify, but he will receive of mine and will reveal it unto you, show it unto you. So the Lord Jesus is the source of all the revelation, and the Holy Spirit, and giving it to the human writers, and that's for a person. He hath revealed unto us by his Spirit, the Spirit of God, through the writers. The Lord Jesus is the source, Old Testament, probably as well as comprehended in the New Testament. He's a revelator of the Old and New Testament. That's the source. Well, let's get this call, and then we'll go from there. Hello? Yes. Who is this?
Jacob.
Oh, Jacob. What great and protector. Go ahead, Jacob. Okay, I hope you can see it by the internet. Thank you. Let's wave to Jacob and Dale there in Texas. He won't be able to make it at the Dean Burger Society. He'd really like to make it, but not able to make it this year. So, but he's looking at, seeing it for the things that are streamed. Hopes he can see the services are streamed for him. All right, so that's good. Thank you. Other people, give us a call or comment at 856-261-9018 or questions at bftbc.org.
Tell the other people how they can tune in.
Yes, the other people can tune in, I think, either at deanburgonsociety.org, deanburgon, society.org, or biblefortoday.org. We will probably be simultaneous, and you can follow along Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday, it starts at 12 noon, or either, 1 o'clock, 1 to 5, and then 7 to 9. Two to five in the afternoon on Wednesday, then 7 to 9 in the evening. And on Thursday, we have an all-day session that's from 7 to 12, say maybe 9 to 12 in the morning, then 1 to 5, I guess 2 to 5 in the afternoon, then 7 to 9. So
the women meet at 9 in the
morning. The women at 9 o'clock on Wednesday, and 9 o'clock at both, there's a DBS women will meet at 9 to 12 on Wednesday, and the executive committee meeting will also, the men will meet from 9 to 12 as well, separately in their own meeting. So I pray for those things. So these matters of revelation, that's amazing. That's why the only way we can know what God has prepared for them that love Him. These scriptures, the Old and New Testament, it gives the preparation. It gives everything that we need to know as believers in Christ. By His Spirit, even the deep things of God. What do you think those deep things might refer to? As verse 10, 2:10. What do you think those deep things might refer to? Yes, 10?
Maybe secret things.
Could be.
Things that are hard to understand.
Hard to understand, yes. Very great. For instance, the details of the creation of the world and all the stars and the planets and this, all the things, the insects, the seas, and all these are different details of salvation, details of redemption, all the details that are mentioned there. The deep things of God. All these things. And then in verse number 11, what does this teach about the knowing part of human beings? The knowing part. How many parts of people are there? Human beings. Five?
Three.
What are they?
Spirit.
What's the order of the scripture?
Spirit,
soul, and body. Now, what does this say about the things of man in verse number 11? The knowing part. Which part is it? Yes, Tammy?
The spirit of man.
The spirit of man, the knowing part. What things, what man knoweth, the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him. The knowing part is the spirit. Do the unsaved people, can they know God by their spirit? No, they can't. Can't know the knowing part. Yes, Bob, Bill?
I think what this is also telling us is that the knowledge that we get from the Holy Spirit, the deeper things of God, we can understand and we can accept them. We don't dispute them. If we lived in the world, if we judge things intellectually like humanists do, they don't make sense.
Right.
They can't understand them, but we can. And that's that seems to be evidence that the Holy Spirit is working within us.
Mm-hmm. Pastor Dan.
See, now from the Erie, Pennsylvania area.
All right.
From last week.
All right.
Greetings to all and enjoying the Bible study tonight. And Grace, it's from Erie, Pennsylvania. Julie Monahan.
Well, Julie Monahan. Yes, Julie. Let's wave at Julie. Last week, yeah, Julie. Pastor Dan was doing double duty. We didn't have that ability to get that email. So, very good. Now, if indeed the spirit is the knowing part of our body, we believe that what is the soul? What part of our being is conducted in the soul? Tam?
Emotions.
Yes, I think emotions are feeling. And the body is
it? Will, then,
could be the will, part of the will, and emotions and feeling. And the knowing part is the spirit. Now, how then, if the knowing part of the Spirit, that's the part as some people can know the Lord through the knowledge of the Spirit, the community. What type of people can know the God of the Lord by the use of the Spirit? We're the only kind of people who can do that. And? Because they're genuine Christians, the only ones. What about the unsaved spirit? Can they know God through that? No, they're just dead. Their spirit is dead. They can't communicate. Only the saved, genuine Christians can communicate with the Lord through the Spirit and know of the Lord. And so, in verse 11, God knoweth the things of man, but the Spirit, so that there's genuine, even so, the things of God knoweth not man, but the Spirit. So, the Holy Spirit of God, the source, to the Lord Jesus, giving to the Spirit giving to the human writers. All right, questions at bftbc.org, or give us a call at 856-261-9018. We're glad to hear from you. All right, let's read verse number 12, 13, and 14 together. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can we know him, because they are spiritually discerned. All right, verse number 12. Who's the we referred to in that verse? Who's the we referred to that?
Christians.
Any hands on that one? Yeah, 10?
And the Apostle Paul is writing this, so he's referring to himself.
Himself?
The church, so it's the born again Christians.
Whoever been genuine Christians have received. Now, it says, not what spirit have they not received? Any hands on that one? Yeah, Pastor Dan?
Not the spirit of the world.
What do you think that would be, the spirit of the world? Yeah.
Well, the spirit of the world has the god of this age, which is Satan. Mm-hmm. He's the father of all of them.
Yes.
So it would be an evil spirit.
Evil spirit. The god of this world is the wrong. It's Satan himself. And the world has received the spirit of this world. Those that are lost, am I right? Those that are not Christians, that's all they have, the spirit of the world. They don't have anything, the spirit of God. Can the unsaved, lost person know God without being saved? They cannot do it. It has to be salvation first. Then they know the Lord himself and the knowledge through the scriptures. That's the only way we can know the Lord, through the scriptures. What about the charismatics? What type of thing do they teach how they can know God? Charismatics. How are some of the things that they teach, although we don't agree with them, huh, Pastor Dan?
Experience. Sign, they believe the sign gifts are still intact.
Sign gifts, intact. And
extra biblical. No, I didn't raise my hand at the same time.
That's all. You're continuing. Yeah, go ahead, Tammy.
Well, they believe in prophecy. That is a gift, so they would add to the scriptures.
Add to the scriptures.
As a prophecy.
Mm-hmm. But the spirit, not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. What would that spirit be called? The Holy Spirit. God, the Holy Spirit. Of God, as from God. Now, when does the Spirit of God come to those people in this earth, in this world? When does He come to them? Yes. Bill and then Tim.
When they believe.
Believe what?
They believe in Jesus Christ.
All right,
10. Born again.
Born again. Saved, trusting as their Savior, the Redeemer.
The Holy Spirit seals them.
Holy Spirit seals them,
and baptizes them.
Baptizes them. In the body of Christ. Fills them, indwells them.
And regenerates them.
Regenerates them. All this power, some six different elements, right? Five are instantaneous, and one is not. It comes and goes. The filling of the Spirit of God, being controlled. So we've received the Spirit of God. Those, when we're genuinely born again, the Holy Spirit enters into the bodies of the genuine Christians. Questions at bftbc.org or 856-261-901-18. Give us a call, say hello, like to hear from you or make some comments on this. Now, can you see the Spirit of God indwelling you if you're a genuine Christian? No, you can't. Can you necessarily even feel His presence? No? We're divided. Some say yes, some say no. What's the answer? Can you necessarily feel the Spirit of God? No? Not necessarily.
But you can.
Well, define that. What do you mean?
What?
Before you answer, let's get this call right here, then you answer that. Hello? Jim Kanata, go ahead, Jim.
Yeah.
Okay, let's wave to Jim Cannata in Massachusetts. Thank you, Jim. That's right. All these visions and dreams and added to the Word of God, which is wrong and improper. Okay, honey, you're talking about the message. Can you, the feeling the Spirit of God is drawing?
Well, I believe the temple of actually, you know, the Lord is leading you.
All right, maybe you know the Lord is leading you, but actually feeling sensation.
Well, I don't know.
Well, sometimes you may have a knowledge of solid life that you're walking with the Lord, you're filled with the Spirit of God, He's controlling you, there's a joyous feeling, but actual feeling is the power of the Spirit of God, but the sensation of feeling, I don't think we should stress that. I think the charismatics do. That's why they have the tongues and all the other things in work out. But the unsaved people don't really know anything about the Spirit of God or being controlled by Him. He's someone that we can walk in. Remember, it says in Galatians, walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Well, but the actual feeling...
If you know... How can you walk in the Spirit if you don't have the Spirit?
You have to have the Spirit, but can you necessarily feel Him? Like we touch feeling? See,
no, but it's the inner self.
Well, the Lord is there, that's right. He doesn't deny that He's there. The question
is... There's one of these hymns that has the doctrinal... doctrine a little bit wrong, contrary to what we're talking about tonight. In hymn 390, I surrender all, stanza 3, all to Jesus I surrender, make me Savior, holy thine, let me feel the Holy Spirit, truly know that thou art mine.
Yes,
so let me feel the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Maybe there's a special interpretation you have of that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it can be different, but as far as it's, you have to have a creative interpretation.
Yes.
It seems like they're looking for experience.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually are being seduced many times with their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Their feelings are leading them, and then being seduced by the seducing spirits that it talks about in the scriptures.
Doctors of devils or demons. Yes, hello. Yes, sir. Okay, that's Jacob again. Go ahead, Jacob. Second time, Jacob. Thank you very much. Pastor Daniel, you want to read that? John 16, is it 8 through 11?
John 16, 8 to 11. And when He is come, He will reprove the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because they go to my Father, and ye see me no more.
That's good.
Of judgment,
because the prince of this world is judged.
Yes, sir. Bill has something. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I was thinking that a lot of the charismatics, they may be influenced by demons or people from Satan. Because they're thinking, they're judging things in their old humanistic way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to put that down. It's taken me quite a few years to put that aside sometimes. But the Bible changes you. And that's where, I think things that didn't make sense before make sense, whether it's prophecy or history, especially Genesis.
Who would have thought that a person could live 900 years?
Right.
A human, humanists don't believe that.
To say nothing of 969 years.
Yeah, yeah, but it makes sense when you understand the Bible and you understand how conditions were very different than what they are now.
Yes.
And, you know, everything just makes more sense when you understand the Bible,
mm-hmm.
or as your understanding grows, I should say.
Right. Vaughn, you had something.
Oh, the animals. I have this verse perfectly.
Prophecy came not by
the Holy Ghost telling them the bones, like
because they're moved by the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. So, I know that we don't read the Bible.
Right.
We just read it. But I think.
What does that refer to?
That's the scriptures being written.
By whom?
By the Holy Spirit.
No, but who does the Holy Spirit move to?
Us?
To the writers of the New Testament, yes.
That's referring to the Old Testament, is it?
Probably Old Testament as well. Holy men speak as they're moved with the Old and New Testament by extension.
The Holy Spirit moved them.
Yes.
So why can't we think the Holy Spirit
these
moved
are special us? Writers. Pastor Dan.
The canon of Scripture is closed. The sign and gifts have ceased.
That's right. I'm not talking about. I don't expect us to be writing the Bible.
Well, that's what that verse refers to.
Okay.
Wait.
Pastor Dan?
You want us to be having special revelations? Special prophecies? Word of prophecy?
I think that the Holy Spirit can be in your life and help you.
That's true. Nobody denies that. But the actual feeling, sensation, see, that's the thing we ought to feel. Well, I realize. Penny.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
We were talking about this verse. I'm not sure if I can find it. But it was in Acts 20,
mm-hmm.
where it talks about how Paul said, and now behold, I go bound in the Spirit of Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save the Holy Ghost, witness in every city, saying, the bonds and afflictions abide me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so, in a certain sense, one could say that was a sign gift, but also, couldn't the Holy Spirit, through the circumstances of your life and the Scriptures,
mm-hmm.
be guiding you and showing you something that is going to mm-hmm. happen in the future.
Yes, that's true.
Not that it's the prophecy, but mm-hmm. just that you're gleaning or just having a discernment
yes.
about it.
But of course, Acts being a transitional book, the Holy Spirit's guidings and so forth, spoke to the individual in the source of prophetic things. There are prophecies still in the book of Acts, even though it wasn't completely. Like the New Testament, where there's nothing of the sign gifts, but these were sometimes they did have the sign gifts in those times. But
I mean, that was before. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. That's all right.
But that was before Agabus had actually prophesied
mm-hmm.
to him, or mm-hmm. So it seems like he was aware of that.
Yes.
Then
somebody revealed to him that the difficulties were going to be arising. That's right.
I mean, that was afterwards. This was before that.
Uh huh. Special yeah. revelation. All right, so we're in chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians, and this is in verse number, we're in 12, are we? No, I'm 13, I think 13. Is it 13?
I don't know.
13, okay. Things we speak. I guess here we finished, did we finish 12? Spirit, which is of God. And other things that are freely given to God. Now, how does a genuine Christian, verse number 12, know the things that are freely given to us of God? How? Questions at bftbc.org or 856-261-9018. Give us a call. Bill.
Through the Scripture.
Through the Scripture. That's the only way we can know the things freely given to us.
We haven't known.
And we can't just talk to somebody and ask, please, a prophecy, a special revelation, say, but the Bible is what the things and what's given to us of God is in the Scriptures, written down. Is this important that we know the kind of Bible we use? Is that very important?
Absolutely.
Why is it important? Aren't all Bibles the same?
No, they're not all the same. We want a Bible which is an accurate translation of the actual words that God gave to the writers in Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. We want words that are faithful to what God has given us. We don't want something freely given by some man or under his understanding or his interpretation of it.
Now, some people teach and believe that the only accurate translation from Hebrew, Aramaic, Greek is the English translation. No other language of the world did God give. Is that true or false?
False.
That's false. That's the position of the Ruckman position. It's Ruckmanites and many other folks. They say God only revealed English. It's horrible. And he said, don't you dare translate anything in Spanish or French or German or Italian or Russian or Chinese or Japanese. See, these are some of the people that are not right. And we're glad for a King James Bible that is accurately translated, but don't give it, say nobody else in any language of the world can have their Bible. God wants all the languages to have the right, accurate Bible. Now, Bill?
Doesn't the Bible also teach us to go into the world and preach the word?
Yes.
To all nations?
That's right.
That's the Great Commission, and we're to do that. And if we say that their languages are not legitimate, or not capable of giving understanding of what God intended to know, then we're throwing that whole thing out the window.
That's right. So we've received, and not the things that are freely given to us of God, things that are freely given to us in the Scripture. And that's so important. That's why we should read the Scriptures day by day and find, ask, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do in the Bible? And then verse number, did we read 13 yet?
Yeah.
We have 13. Now,
We read 13.
Now, Paul says, which things we speak. Who's he referring to there? We, meaning who? Who do you think he means there?
Christians.
Could be.
Get back to that. Well, he is for you, would be part of the we.
Yes. And this, the ten?
Maybe the people that were with him, that were teaching and helping him on his missionary journeys.
Mm-hmm. And, but especially Paul and the apostles are speaking not of the words which man's wisdom teacheth. It seems like a revelatory statement if you take it completely and accurately, literally. And even believers that have his word given to us, we can do the same. We can speak. And what is the difference between the words that man's wisdom teaches versus what the Holy Spirit teaches? What's the difference in those two teachings, Bill?
Man's word is sinful. We have that sin nature within us. And that's where man's words come from, humanism and all of that. We are sinful creatures, and that's why we absolutely need the Bible. That's the only way of overcoming that.
And what are the words that the Holy Spirit teaches? What are those words? Where are those found? In the Scriptures, in the Bible, it's the only one that we have.
King James Bible for us.
In the English.
English.
Accurate, speaking of the Holy Spirit. And what does it mean that comparing spiritual things with spiritual? What do you think that would refer to? Any hands on that? Questions at bfdbc.org or 856-261-9018. Give us a call or comment. Just tell me.
How could that be related to Scripture to Scripture, comparing one Scripture with another Scripture?
It could be. Spiritual thing to spiritual. Comparing. As you read the Scriptures, you compare one with another, because things help us and improve on understanding. It's revealed somewhere in the Scriptures, and that's revealed somewhere else. In continuation of that same topic, we try to compare Scripture to Scripture. Speaking spiritual things to spiritual, that's entirely possible. That's what that would mean. And so, now, if you speak only the words that man's wisdom teaches, you have a naturalistic type of ministry to you. Just what intellectualism and what you're taught by schools and seminaries and various other things. But it's got to be the things that the Spirit of God teaches. That's where their theology should be based, not on the wisdom of man or philosophy. And then in verse. Did we finish?
We
had 14. The natural. Who is this natural man? You know anybody who's a natural man? What does it mean? What was the name? Pastor Dan? Bill.
Some of this lost.
14. Some of this lost. Bill?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, unsaved, lost.
Unsaved.
It's just a natural man. How many body parts does a natural man have? How many?
Body parts? You mean?
Natures.
What
parts. Scriptural body. Oh,
well, I didn't understand.
Oh, we had.
I thought you meant.
No, Bill.
All of
spirit, soul, and body.
Okay, spirit, soul, and body. Flesh,
and the old, fallen, the Adam, of Adam's nature.
Okay, the two
old
natures.
Old man, Adam.
So that's two natures. It's one nature.
That's what you're asking, right?
Well, I'm trying to ask, what are the three
spiritual divisions? Body?
Spirit, soul, and body.
You're
they've got them.
The nature of the man, the old man.
Well,
Adam.
I meant
the
three.
The spirit is dead, is it?
Oh, yes. But the human spirit, the human flesh, rather, the soul, human body. Those are the three parts that every one of us has, and that's what I'm trying to get at. I don't know how to phrase it, but the three, they're not body parts, because the body is one of the three. I pray the whole spirit, the soul, body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord. But the unsaved man has all those three. But now, what are the, how many natures do people have, saved and lost? Bill?
We have both.
Who's the we?
Christians. They have both.
That we have spirit and flesh. We have body, we have spirit and flesh. What about the unsaved people? How many natures do they have?
Just one.
Just one, that's all. Just the flesh. There's no Holy Spirit. In the human, they only have spirit, so on, but the human spirit, but that's not the Holy Spirit, is it? It's just the flesh and the spirit. Two natures, and that's all. And the natural man, what is true of the natural man? What is not true in verse 14 of this natural man? What is not true?
He does not think in the spirit.
Doesn't receive the things of the spirit. Only someone who's genuinely saved can actually receive the spirit of God's words. Questions at bftbc.org or 856-261-9018. Give us a call. Answer some more questions. That'd be great to hear from you. Receiving that, the things of the Spirit of God. What does the natural man think of the Spirit of God in the Scriptures in this verse? What is a natural, unsaved, godless sinner?
Foolishness.
Bill? What makes, what do you think, why do you think these people think the Scripture is foolish? After that?
They don't have discernment. They don't have proper biblical spiritual discernment.
Mm-hmm.
Do
some unsaved people receive the Spirit of God's words, the Scriptures, when you tell them about the gospel? Do some receive it? Do some receive the truth of God?
Some receive.
Some do receive. Many do not. They do not. They try to sidestep. Pardon me?
More don't than do.
More don't than do. That's exactly right. And the foolishness of it, because why is someone from heaven, you don't even believe in heaven, don't even believe that someone is there, God Himself. Why is someone trying to tell me what to do on this earth? Foolishness under them. Neither can he know them. What does that natural man mean by that? Who's the he refer back to? Neither can he know them. Can?
Well, it refers back to the natural man, but he can't know the things in the Spirit of God.
That's right. And the last part of that verse, what is? Why can't he understand the things of the Spirit of God? Pastor Dan?
There's spiritual discernment.
What does discern mean? What does discern mean?
Understood.
That's right. The things of the Spirit of God are found where? In the Scriptures, in the Bible. That's the only place where the Spirit of God's words. And they're foolish of the unsaved person. Can't understand them, can't know them. Oh, they may understand the English word or the Spanish word, whatever it is, but to understand really the sense of it, the meaning of it, they can't, because they're spiritually discerned and understood. And the Holy Spirit of God gives the Christians a way to understand His Word. Let's read verse 15 and 16 together. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, and who hath instructed him? But we have the mind of Christ. He that is spiritual. What? Who is that referred to?
Christian.
Huh? All right. He that is, has the Holy Spirit of God indwelling them, spiritual, was there saved, born again, genuine Christians. What does it mean to judge all things?
Isn't there a distinction? You have carnal Christians.
Yes.
So when you see one, the Christian that's walking with the Lord.
Yes, I think that's true. He is spiritual rather than carnal. That's true, because the carnal Christian is living for the flesh, the world, flesh, and the devil. He doesn't have that spiritual acuity and perception to understand the word, but he that is spiritual. In fact, Dr. Schaefer's book, Dallas Seminary's founder, one of his books was He That Is Spiritual. It's a whole book, very good book indeed. Judgeth all things. What does that mean? What does judge mean?
Discern.
It has that, the ten.
Discern.
She didn't have a hand.
Discern. I like it.
Discern.
We don't have to raise a hand.
Well, then we could take turns. It's just outbursts. We got outbursts after outbursts. Even with this number of people, it's good to have. Or decently and in order. Discern means what again?
Discern.
Judging. Proper judgment.
Understanding, doesn't he? Understanding. Judging, understanding, knowing, weighing things, to be able to comprehend all these things. Prudence is very keen wisdom, understanding. Prudence is being wise, and I suppose understanding in great depth, that would be prudent understanding, prudent wisdom. You know, wisdom that, but some people are just what they call prudes. What is a prude? It's the same word for prudent, but probably meaning just foolishly stuck on themselves, thinking they're wise. Maybe wise guys.
Something that was like sort of holy, thought they were holier than that. Prudent.
Well, this is a slang term for people that don't.
Woman thing for prudence.
Prudence is a
virtue.
Yeah, Bill.
Naive,
all right.
Naive.
So, but it's
ten. No, prudent doesn't mean naive.
No. Prude. It's a prude, but it's prudent. Yes.
But prude is sort of a, I mean, it seems like it comes from prudence.
Maybe.
But it's sort of a backhanded way of criticizing scriptures and what is right. Mm-hmm. Not just the person, but
yes.
You won't do anything, you're just prude.
Well, maybe it's a know-it-all attitude, a know-it-all exaltation of themselves. It's not real prudence, but it comes to that word, doesn't it? Prudence. Prudence is wise, but wisdom is something.
It would be like a sort of spirit term.
It is a spirit term, yes.
It's what Stanley's trying to get at.
That's right.
I think.
Whatever it may be, depending on the people that use it. And so. And then verse
7. What does it mean when it be reproved? Does that mean you're holier than thou?
Maybe. I don't really know. Nobody's called me that recently.
I don't remember the time. But that isn't something that's certain about your attributes.
Some attributes that people have, I don't know. I'll have to look it up, I guess. Questions at bftbc.org or 856-261-9018. Tell us what a prude means. Look it up in the encyclopedia or the internet. Give us a call. I'm glad to hear a dictionary, whatever it may be. So he the Spirit judgeth all things. In other words, there's discernment and judging and weighing and knowledgeability, all things. Now what's this last part of verse 15 mean, and is it always the case? The last part of verse 15. Is it always the case that he that is spiritual is not judged by any man? 10?
Well, didn't the Apostle Paul say something about he was judged of no man, referring to the fact that ultimately God is his judge and that man is not his judge, and he wasn't looking at whatever criticisms that man might have of him?
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like that could relate to this verse.
Could be.
I'm sorry, I don't have the exact verse.
Now, if he's not judged of any man, he surely is not properly judged. He's a spiritual, not properly judged. He may be judged, but it may not be properly, be improperly, is that?
Well, Well, if you have spiritual judges often, that he himself is judging on it. If you're really spiritual, you make judgments. And mm-hmm. because you're the spiritual person, people listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that people don't judge you.
Mm-hmm.
But if we, let's see, most of us, we're judged.
He himself is judged. Maybe wrongly judged, not properly judged. Maybe that's a thing.
Well, again, kind of going back with the Apostle Paul, where he says,
mm-hmm.
he knew his, the judge that he was concerned about, his opinion that he was mm-hmm. concerned about was God, who was his judge.
Mm-hmm.
And he called him his judge, mm-hmm. and that everyone else was not.
Yes, that could be. Maybe this does refer. But the only one that really judges the Christians is the Lord Jesus himself and God the Father. They're the ones that judge the believers, the spiritual people. People aren't the judge of anything. And then in verse 16, what is this referring to, this, the mind of Christ?
Maybe that's the judgment that you're talking about.
What does that mean, the mind of Christ? Any hands on that? Phil?
Understanding his words.
Understand his word?
That he was saying and what he thought.
So it's important. The mind of Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, gave the words of the Holy Spirit, gave them to the human writers, and we've got to see what the human writers have written down. That's what the mind of Christ is, the things he gave to the human writers, that we may know the things that belong to us. If what?
Well, Christ didn't have the Christians.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have Christ in you, you have the mind of Christ in you.
That's right. We have to know the mind, what he believes, what he thinks of us, what he wants us to do, that he may instruct him, that he, the Lord Jesus, can instruct him. We have the mind, but who's the we referred to there?
The same he in other verses.
Who's the we referred to there?
All of the people
he's
writing to.
What kind of people are
they?
Born again Christians. Genuine Christians. They're at Corinth, the mind of Christ. In what sense do the genuine Christians have the mind of Christ? What does it mean? Christ in you, the hope of glory. What does that imply? What does that state? Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's the indwelling not only the Holy Spirit, but the Lord Jesus, and another version of the Gospel of John, the Father. We'll make our abode with you if you're trusting me, but we have the mind. Where is the mind of Christ found? If he's the author of all the scriptures, Old and New Testament, through the Spirit of God, to the writers, where is his mind found for us to see actually what his mind is? Pastor Dan?
In the words of God.
The words of God. And we have them. Yes, Tammy.
It's actually 1 Corinthians 4:4. For I know nothing by myself, yet I am not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord.
Yeah, that's good. The mind of Christ, the mind is given to us in the scriptures, and that's why we've got to know. We have it in our hands. A lot of people don't even have Bibles written down in their own languages, but we do in English, others in other languages as well.
Okay,
go ahead, right.
But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you, or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self. And then, for I know nothing of myself.
That's good. Well, we'll stop right here. Any other comments on chapter 2? We'll pick up chapter 3, Lord willing, next Thursday. Any other comments at all? Or questions? Well, let's close then in a word of prayer. We thank Thee, Father, for these words. We thank Thee that the Lord Jesus revealed to the Holy Spirit what He wanted us to know and told that to the human writers of the Old and New Testament. We thank Thee that we have that properly translated in our English language in our King James Bible. Guide us and direct us. Help us to be he that is spiritual, not the natural people, not the carnal Christian, but the spiritual believers, that we may please thee and thy Son who loved us. Bring us back safely again for the Lord's Day. Guide us and direct us. Help Pastor Dan in his class tomorrow. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. Well, thank you.